Well, good morning, dear listener, and welcome to House Hunters Gnome Edition. It is a beautiful morning here in Gnome, pretty cold as it usually is. There's some clouds in the sky, but I am here with two young women showing them the K&OM Volunteer House. Hi, guys.
We've just, you know, recently moved to this area. Zoe's a little bit newer, a little bit more fresh, so to speak, but it is quite hard to tell the time here. See, the sun just rose, and it is 10 in the morning, so
a lot to get used to up here. This is the first house that we're taking a look at, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, so what are your first impressions? We're here on the porch.
There's some garlands wrapped around the handrail. They're kind of autumnal colored. It could be Halloween. I'm not quite sure. We'll see if that continues in the rest of the house, but it's a kind of nice welcoming vibe.
I think practicality-wise, I'm really a big fan of the metal grate stairway. I believe that the landlord, general manager for K&OM Radio, Margaret Diamayoribus, has said that this helps with the snow and ice. It just falls right through the grate. It also has a nice little, I don't know what to call that. What would you say, Zoe? It's a nice
traction.
Okay, good purchase.
Yeah,
good for safety.
Certainly.
We care a lot about safety. Yeah.
We do here in Gnome. Well, great. Let's go inside. Let's get out of the cold. We'll unlock the door. And we are into the Arctic entryway, a crucial part of any Alaskan home. Any first impressions, guys?
There's a lot of stuff here. At first, it's kind of overwhelming. There's ice skates, lots of big puffy jackets, some furs that might be tails, I'm not sure, hanging on the wall. See a baseball glove, fishing poles, and something purple and sparkly.
Yeah, and I believe that the house is coming fully furnished. Is that correct?
It is. Fully furnished. It's a great deal, really. I think it's in your price range. So, you know, there's a lot to like about this house.
It's nice. It's nice to see the layers of history that, you know, previous tenants have, you know, lovingly left behind.
Certainly. This house is infused with history of past K&OM volunteers. We're coming into the living room here. There's a nice, big open concept, spacious plan with this great room. It's sort of in a U shape. We've got the living room here and then a large open space with a piano and a dining room table. And then kind of around the corner, we've got the kitchen. What are you guys thinking about this?
I like the living room. It has two couches sort of at right angles to each other. I think it's a pretty dynamic seating arrangement. You know, lots of people could be, you know, talking to each other, either watching a movie or just talking. There's a lot of possibilities for social gathering in this living room.
Particularly what's catching the gleam in my eye is to the right of me, a large, deep sofa, perhaps the deep dish pizza of all sofas. Very nice. Looks very comfortable.
Certainly. Yeah, it's great to hear you guys talking so positively about it. I really think you're going to like it. And, you know, there's this giant Alaska map on the wall to really remind us of where we are in Gnome. We've got a large movie collection, which is great. There's plenty of entertainment here. A piano, always great if you guys like to make music. And then we've got some lights kind of strung on the ceiling, some fairy lights that are really add some warmth and ambiance to it. A nice large kitchen as again open concept.
It is. It's a little bit big for just the two of us, but perhaps we'll have to host some nice dinners, inviting the community, really get to know people. You know, since we are pretty new here.
Certainly, plenty of space for entertaining. I know a lot of my clients often like to have those big spaces. So yeah, it's perfect for that.
And can you tell us a little bit about the neighborhood?
Certainly. This house is here on 3rd Avenue in Gnome, just west of Stedman Avenue, which is the divider between the east side of Gnome and the west side of Gnome. So you've got a pretty central location. So walking distance to a lot of amenities. You've got the rec center, nearby. You've got the library. You can walk down to the square, Anvil City Square. You've got a restaurant, a coffee shop, a grocery store. So plenty of things going on around here. And right next door is the KNOM radio station, which you'll be working at. So that I would say that's about a 10-second commute. And I don't know that you could ask for anything better, right?
Yeah, it's very nice. Very environmentally friendly, low carbon footprint. So I appreciate that.
All right, we'll continue our tour on. We've got a nice half bath here. Here on the bottom floor, we got a little bedroom that's can be used as a study.
Is that an animatronic Santa Claus perched there in the corner?
I think it is. I think it dances and sings. So,
delightful.
Get yourself in the Christmas spirit. All right, and we're heading up the stairs now. We're passing photos of all the past KNOM volunteer classes from the 1970s up through today. A real rich legacy of KNOM volunteers.
Karen, did you see this view? Wow.
You can see the beach. Well, really the water. You can see the water from just from the porch there. It's amazing. It's truly spectacular. I feel like I will be looking out of this window every day at sunrise and just enjoying the view.
Sunrise as it is gradually later and later into
the
day.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I said I feel fairly confident that I would be able to see it every sunrise, you know, but until the point where there actually is no sunrise because the sun is always there. But yeah, beautiful view.
I've never had a house with a second floor porch before. That would be really something special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, second floor porch is definitely a great amenity. And these ocean views cannot be beat here in Nome or really anywhere else in the world, I would say. So definitely something to keep in mind as you're thinking about your choices for houses. We're coming along in the upstairs hallway, and we've got a bookshelf, several bookshelves here in the hallway. A lot of books for your reading pleasure. Pretty big house. We've got 7 bedrooms up here, guys.
I could have a sleeping bedroom, and I could also have a napping bedroom.
That's amazing. Yeah, you know, we could come up with uses for all these rooms.
Yeah, some great opportunities for creativity to really make yourself feel at home in multiple ways, not just in your bedroom. We are coming along. We've got a nice laundry space here, 2 bathrooms, and the walls are filled with something interesting.
Yeah, it looks like the hallways are lined with some old vinyl albums. A pretty eclectic mix. I see some Michael Jackson, the E.T. soundtrack, so maybe skewing 80s more than anything. But, you know, it's got a vintage vibe.
Yes, it's very thematic.
Definitely. Lots of eclectic items here in this house. It really gives it a lot of character, I think. So just something to think about. We're coming here to the north window, and we've got another great view here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought I was just looking out and seeing the sky, and then I realized it's actually the snowy, covered Anvil Mountain and the surrounding mountains out there. That is really spectacular.
Yeah, a beautiful ability in this hallway to look one way and see the ocean and look the other way and see the mountains. Truly a special house here. Well, we are about to the end of our tour, so any final thoughts from you guys, Karen and Zoe, about this house?
I feel good about this place. What
do you think? I think I'm ready for you to ask the big question.
All right, I'm ready to ask the big question. Are you guys ready to make an offer?
Well, of course.
Yeah,
we're
completely on board.
Great. Well, I'll get my paperwork together, and I'll meet you this afternoon at Bering Tea, and we'll take a look at it.
Well, Gabe, thank you so much for being our host, but as we... You know, as you've seen, 7 bedrooms. I mean, we're going to need another roommate. Would you consider joining us here living?
Oh, shucks, guys. I thought you'd never ask, but I would love to.
This is going to be great.
It really is. Well, thank you, dear listener, for listening to this episode of House Hunters Nome. So glad you could join us as we tour the KNOM Volunteer House. Have a great day.